Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yes, good morning to you.
How you doing, Paul?
Doing all right. How are things going there?
Doing pretty good. Looking forward to the weekend. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, so looking at a pretty quiet weekend, a little shot of some light snow coming our way tonight, but nothing that's going to be any real significant accumulations. But it looks like we could see maybe something up around an inch here with some of that light snow tonight. Otherwise, the rest of the weekend, pretty much away from any precip threats until we get into early morning Monday, where that's when the next more significant system comes in. Could be a little messy one here with some freezing rain mix early Monday. Turning to rain and then maybe back to snow on the back end of it Monday night. So we'll certainly be watching that system early next week. Still in the meantime, breaks of sun and some clouds rolling in today, about 18. Cloudy, snow showers tonight, something of around an inch expected. The low's at about 11. And then turning partly sunny Saturday, 26 for the high, 12 and partly cloudy Saturday night, 36 with some sunshine Sunday, and then increasing clouds Sunday night, 23. Yeah, freezing rain or mixed precip potential early Monday, turning to rain showers, highs at 35. Rain showers back to some snow showers Monday night, mid-20s, and then 37 and partly sunny Tuesday. Some upper 30s into Wednesday, some more snow showers by midweek Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Sounds like a nice weekend, but who ordered rain?
Yeah. Never fun when you got to talk about freezing rain.
With all this, quick delivery stuff nowadays, sometimes we check the wrong box. We meant to hit snow, hit rain.
How come you're not sleeping in this morning? It's been a tough couple days.
I know. Yeah. It's going to be hopefully a restful weekend.
Yeah, good. We were just talking napping strategies here.
Yeah, we were just talking about being able to relax and get away from the job. I mean, I know how hard it is for me and Terry run. She's the CEO of the United Way. Paul, you never get away from weather. Weather's all around you every day. Like, I don't know. How do you break away from work?
Exactly.
Pull the blinds.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
Paul, wish you a relaxing, great weekend and looking forward to talking to you Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there. That man puts up with a lot for me. I don't know how. One of these days, I'm going to push the wrong button, I feel
it'll
like.
It'll be like back in the day with Nikki. And all of a sudden, it'll be like, game on, dude.
Yep. Oh, God. Shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Love working with them. Terry and I got some fun stuff lined up for you this hour. We're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then a little bit after that, after Melissa's news, we're going to hit you with the star of the day from our friends from Culver's. We got two concrete mixers, two value baskets for you. All you got to do is get the theme song that we play from this famous TV show that we play. And I think you're going to know this one.
I feel pretty
confident you'll know this one.
Good, because I never know them.
We were talking about relaxing and unwinding a little bit and everything, and we may be able to help you with that. However, the catch is the robots and AI will take over. But on the plus side, we get to spend our days, less housework.
Someone can make them a little quieter.
Yeah.
My vacuum's kind of noisy.
I noticed that.
not to be whining about something else doing my vacuuming.
experts predict that around 39% of the time spent on housework and caring for loved ones could be automated by 2033.
That's kind of crazy.
So it's like, it's not that long from now. It's a decade from now. The most likely chores to be automated are getting groceries, shopping, using services, household cleaning, dishwashing, cooking, ironing and folding, and laundry.
So, okay, of all those, though, groceries is already... I mean, you can literally have groceries dropped at your door.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you need something to put them away for you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one's kind of already there, don't you think?
Yes.
And... obviously, vacuuming, but the laundry one kind of intrigues me.
That's very interesting.
The ironing and folding?
Yeah. I'm not surprised by anything robots do anymore, but that is a little interesting. Like, you'd have a home, just a set of home robotic arms that just folds for you?
Well, and where do you store all this stuff?
Yeah, that's the other catch. That's the other thing.
And I don't know. I'm kind of like, the other day I said, all right, anyone that has a charger plugged in this house that's not charging something, get it unplugged. I mean, everything has a charger, yeah. You know, like has to be, I don't know.
My friend Will out in California, he's gotten into a new place, and he was bringing old appliances over to the new place and everything, and he's setting stuff up, and he's only got so many outlets, and he didn't want to overdo the outlet thing, so he actually put his microwave in storage. And it just was the weirdest thing to me to think of putting your microwave in storage. He just doesn't use it. He cooks mostly on his own and all that, or he eats out
stuff. Yeah.
It's just him. But the thought that, like, when we were kids, I would never dream that somebody couldn't. I mean, you'd almost have to have a microwave.
Oh, yeah.
You need a microwave.
Yeah, because they were new and hot when we were kids. Yeah. So, like, that was a thing. And with teenagers, I would never go without a microwave. Mm. I mean, I don't know that I prefer. Like, for instance, on Wednesday, I made a soup for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday when I was having it for a leftover, I would prefer to heat it on the stove than to heat it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Even though it takes more time and I have a dish to wash. I just would prefer. But with teenagers in the house, there's no way I'd go without a microwave. No way.
I'm a little surprised by some of these things. So, you know, maybe some of the old inventions get, you know, kind of put away and these newer ones come in. I don't know
if the laundry robot goes upstairs and retrieves the laundry from the children's bedrooms.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, although my kids have to hustle up their own laundry, but if it doesn't
do that, then no. I have no interest.
Is it literally just at the wash machine?
Like, yeah.
And then I'm getting a visual of the Jetsons.
What
is this robot gonna be? I will say, though, I do like my vacuum, my Roomba. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't use it all the time. I really don't use it on the carpet. I use it on my hard floor more than I use it on the carpet. It does work on the carpet, but I just like, and with the dog hair and, you know, having a long hair dog now, that drives me crazy. Mm. I'll even, like, on a Saturday when I'm doing other things, I'll actually take the chairs like I'm in, you know, like I'm in a classroom. Like, I'll flip the chairs up onto the table so that that thing can get, it doesn't have more things to go around. And I'll just turn it on while I'm doing other stuff. And it is nice. It gets right in the corners and it's good, but it is noisy.
They can be. The most likely one, groceries, can already be handled by a delivery service, but maybe this means robots and AI could also handle the ordering. If they're also doing the cooking, that makes sense. The least likely stuff to be automated mostly involves other living things like childcare, escorting a child outside the home, interacting with children. Yeah. Pet care, making or mending clothing, caring for an adult, car maintenance, gardening, and teaching a child.
That is crazy.
So, yes, losing your job would be bad, and every cloud has a silver lining, unless you get a Google Pixel and have it deleted with a magic eraser tool or something like that.
Good point. So, though, I want to know, what the heck are we doing when three-quarters of our work, I mean, right, like the stuff that we do at home, when half of that's gone, what are we doing?
If you're so worried about robots taking over, don't give them help. Don't help them do it. Because at the end of this, if this is true, this is what happens, and we're 10 years away from this happening, we're 10 years away from being irrelevant. Outside of creating more of us, what is our purpose?
But if we're not doing any of these things anymore, what are we doing?
Well, in so much of this stuff,
we're spending more money.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
Yes, yes.
We're probably...
These machines are not going to be cheap.
But then if we have all this free time, we're out doing something, right? Or we're buying things for hobbies or that kind of thing. So I think that's part of it. I think we're lazier, potentially.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What bothers me is the people that could really use these. Like, I immediately think of single parents and those kind of things. But how are they going to ever afford something like this? Like, the only people that can afford them are people that don't even need them. Like,
you know, over the years, especially when my kids were little, I often thought of it, and it was support. I mean, Randy was like, yeah, go for it. Like, I often thought of hiring someone to do some housekeeping at our house. Not necessarily laundry, but just, like, regular things come in once a week or once every other week. And I always... literally for years and years and years, just guilted myself out of it. Like, I'm like, no, you should be doing that, right? Like, you took on this home, you know, I always guilted myself. And now, I mean, now, of course, there's enough help and things just aren't, it's not the same. The messiness isn't the same as it was when you have littles, you know, that you're, feel like you're constantly behind. But I just have always guilted myself out of that.
The interacting with children part bothers me.
Okay, like, I'm getting
That's definitely our job.
I'm getting a visual of this robot holding a kid like by the back of their jacket, taking them down to the bus. Like,
yes, rah! Yes.
Okay, you get them next to the robot bus driver, right?
I mean, well done on your homework, Timmy. Like, no, that's your job. You congratulate Timmy on his homework.
It is kind of crazy.
Yeah. So take this with a grain of salt. In 1966, people were told that robot housekeepers could be just 10 years away. So we've thought this kind of stuff before many times. In another blow, Google's parent company, Alphabet, has just laid off robots that cleaned cafeterias and separated trash. They are also shutting down a team that worked on various exploratory robot projects. So some of the biggest companies in the world are actually pulling a lot of their funding out of the robotic world and more into not AI, but more like accessible things, more, I would say, affordable electronics.
Sure. And things that you as the human control, but they're like a tool to help, right? Like versus robotic. These robots, too. I mean, I imagine they have to be hooked to your Wi-Fi, right? Because there's got to be constant pushes. Because things change so fast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Of how to do this. So I'm thinking they're constantly communicating with something.
And they're going to need to have upgrades and get bug fixes and all that. So you've got more appliances that are on the Bluetooth. They're on the Wi-Fi. Yep.
But having things that, you know, things that are a tool to help you or enhance. You know, I think you mentioned earlier one of the possibilities was some automotive repair or something like that. Was that on there? Yeah. You know, so think about
car
that.
Car maintenance. Yes.
Car maintenance. Okay, so if you had something that could help you do an oil change.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe save you some money in the long run and...
It'd be nice, but then do we all of a sudden, are we hurting the mechanic industry?
Well, that's what I mean. It's just like there's
every one of these things.
It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, maybe we just keep doing this ourselves, everybody. Yeah. Maybe, you know, and help each other out. You know, kids helping their parents out.
Maybe we go back to simpler times, so to speak, right?
Yes. Yeah, because I don't know.
It's weird.
And here's the other part of this, as far as like the robots or AI taking over. Why would they want this? Why would they want these, like all this stuff that we're talking about, what it is
and
to be
alive? Who are they?
If I was a robot and I had a sentient living and all of a sudden I gained consciousness and understood all these different things, the first thing I'd do is like leave. Like I'd go to get out of this house, find somewhere else to go.
Can I upgrade to a different house?
I was joking about it the other day, this whole, we've had a lot of talk of aliens and all this stuff lately and everything. I love the idea of aliens, like a couple days ago, aliens just so happened to show up right here in Wisconsin where we're getting all that snow and everything. Like, nah, they just keep going. They just leave.
Pass.
Nope. Come back in the spring. See what you guys are up to then. We'll take a break. I'm not shuffling. even aliens understand. Nobody wants to shuffle. We'll take a break here. We will come back and we'll do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody. We appreciate her doing that. That was so nice of her. I hope we don't owe her any money. It's time.
I am sure we do.
Yeah, it's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu, and they are open today. Now, this is going to be this is an odd day. They are open today, but they're going to be closed February 25th till March 5th. Misty's has been closing their doors Wednesdays and Thursdays the first 3 weeks of February, in February and the first 3 weeks of March.
Okay.
So they will resume normal hours on March 20th. Well earned and deserved.
Absolutely. Take a break. But today is the first Friday of Lent, so yes. I can imagine they're going to have a Hoppin' Fish Fry going on there for lunch.
Stop on over there. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open 6 to 2 today. When you get there, I wish them a good morning from all of us. We're going to get right into the birthdays and anniversaries. Got a bunch of names on the list, and we're really excited about it. But I'm so thankful. Shout out to Pam Hilke, heart of this station. Gave me a note here. I'm so glad that she did. In 1933, a real estate and insurance business opened its doors in Wisconsin Rapids under the leadership of Valentine Seward. Fast forward to 1953, when John Seward joined his father, Val, in business and took over the reins in 1956. In 1978, John J.R. Seward returned to the Wisconsin Rapids area to grow and develop the real estate division of the now third-generation company. J.R. saw the growth of franchise real estate companies as an opportunity to bring more services to clients and customers. So in 83, the Sewards associated with Coldwell Banker Real Estate as an affiliate office. Our association with Coldwell Banker has allowed us to retain our local roots, but have national worldwide brand recognition right from them. Mm-hmm. And just celebrating this anniversary for them. This is pretty cool. You know, it's a pretty cool awesome. Anniversary. We're very happy
and,
for that.
And John Sr. turns 99 this month.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
really cool.
Congratulations.
Too.
Yeah. And a big shout out to them. We are joined every month by J.R. Stewart and Let's Talk Real Estate. And we talk about it. And I say this all the time. I believe that he is not just the best in the business, the most trusted in it. If you know anything about real estate, you know that it is a reputation business and you can burn bridges really quick. All you got to do is look around town and, hey, wait a minute. There used to be this realty sign everywhere. You don't see it anymore because of burned bridges. You don't see that. A cool banker. You don't see that because they are able to do what they stand on what they're able to do. And we're very happy about the relationship we have. And no, I'm not in their pocket. So I'm saying all this just because
you're not buying or selling right now.
They've been very good to my family. They've been good to our community. So
and it's a great family mm-hmm. and certainly a high level of integrity, which is, you know, what you were speaking to there for sure.
I need a 1 through 3 from you, Terry.
1.
All right. That works out. All right. That fits. And then a 1 or a 2?
2.
Okay. That gives us another 1 there. And give me another 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifiers so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Larry Brandt.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Enjoy your day today, Larry. Hope it's a good one for you. And a happy birthday to Susan Egrin.
Happy birthday, Susan.
One of our favorite directors here at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater or CWAC or any of the other places she takes her talents. Susan's amazing, wonderful person to not only work on stage with, but to be directed by. I learn and grow every time I work with Susan. And that's one of the that's only awesome. Things you can ask for as an actor. Yeah. And an incredible, great human being, too. Wonderful human being. Her and Mike, they brought so much to this area. Happy birthday, Sue. And our qualifier today just so happens to be John Seward Sr.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Terry can't see the list. I number these beforehand.
And I wasn't sure when his birthday was. So we're in Rotary together. And at Rotary, they just announced the birthdays for the month. And so that's how I knew it was in this month. Sure. So I didn't even know. So it's actually today?
Yes.
Oh, well, happy birthday, John.
Happy 99th birthday, John Seward. And, of course, all the conversation we were having before about the Sewards and everything, just a kind of precursor awesome. To this. And no, that was not planned about him qualifying or anything. So that just worked out kind of funny. But a happy 99th birthday to John Seward Sr. Happy birthday, sir. On Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Marcus Jagger.
Happy birthday, Marcus.
That name should sound familiar to you out there. It wasn't that long ago he was our owner. It was less than a year ago, I believe. It was not that long ago.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's really cool all the things that Marcus did to advance this station and make some changes and, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff he did in a really short time.
I wouldn't say I had a foot out. I had a couple of toes going the other direction.
I think maybe a whole foot.
I was pretty frustrated with the CA mm-hmm. I was pretty frustrated with things around here. And I'm only getting older. I've only got so much of a career in front of me. And I don't make a lot of money doing this. So I'm thinking, okay, well, all these factors are playing in. I start talking with Chuck. And Chuck's telling me about this guy that's interested in our station. And not just somebody like we've heard rumors of before, like they're just kind of looking. This guy's very interested in staring daggers at us. So hang in there, because you guys would work good together. And then I meet this gentleman, Marcus. We have a phone conversation. It was just a couple days before Christmas. And just hit it off right away. And we were talking, and he was asking, you know, what are the things that we want for this station, we want this area? And I told him, well, we're pretty much locally grown radio. I mean, we're right grown right from the roots, right out of this place. And he's like, that right there, that's great. And so right away we had a tagline, and everything after that just really fell into place. We butted heads plenty of times, but that's what you want. You don't want a bunch of yes men around. You want somebody who's both him and I, not just somebody that's going to say yes to everything I say or vice versa. And the respect that we were able to build for each other, my only hesitancy is that I would have loved to have worked with him longer.
Longer, sure.
On the other side of that, though, whereas Marcus would be the first probably person to tell you, we're in the right place now. Civic is the right place for us.
Well,
and he's in the right place, too.
And just think about the advance in just technology. I mean, just everything. Like, oh my, you know what God. I mean? From the old building to here. And just, you just think about all the things that happened in a short, concentrated time. Things that maybe should have happened way sooner, right? Like updates and that kind of thing. But I don't know. It just seemed like whatever, the stars aligned, karma, whatever it was. Yep. But, you know, he came along at the right time, was able to save the station, so to speak, yes, and really make sure that, you know, we were in a position to be part of Civic, right?
I'm not still here, probably, if Marcus didn't take the ownership. And I don't know, that could be good or bad to the listeners out there. I've talked to Mike and Sage, both on air and off air. I've asked this question. Would you have even known about us without Marcus making all these changes and everything? And both of them have said probably not.
Yeah.
So if that happens, we're probably still, we're still basically on Craigslist. You know, just, hey, anybody want a radio station? And we're still at the old building and all these things, old tech.
Yeah.
We don't have half the staff we have. Melissa, Seth, they're not here. You know, those kind of things. So, yeah, while we are very happy where we are right now with Civic, and we say a good morning to our Civic, you know, friends out there and family and everything, none of that happens without Marcus putting the initiative and putting the energy into it, because that man gets things done. Marcus may put the cart before the horse sometimes, but his energy, his care, his love, his passion cannot be questioned.
Absolutely.
And you can't ask for much more than that.
Have a wonderful birthday today.
Enjoyed our friends over at 106 over there in Adams. We hope they're having a great morning down there, and we wish Marcus a great one. I'll call him, give you a call later, Marcus. And also our qualifier today, because Marcus can't qualify. I'm just joking. It just worked out that way. It wasn't intentional. Lori Schultz.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Lori grew up in Wisconsin Rapids, lives in Almond now, but she's a Rapids alum. She's nice. A Rapids native.
Happy birthday.
And then on Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Molly Heppner.
Happy birthday, Molly.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Joshua Werner.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, you two. Hope it's a great one for both of you. We take a look at our celebrity list. O'Shea Jackson is 32. This is how old we are, Terry. Ice Cube's son is 32.
Like, when you first said the name, I'm like, I hope you're telling me who that is, because I have no idea.
I figured the Ice Cube son might get you, but yeah, he's a very talented, he's a great actor. He's a good one. Very, very talented actor. Daniel Kaluuya is 34. Get Out, Nope. He was in Black Panther.
Did you say Kaluuya? Just kidding.
Judas in the Black Messiah, maybe his greatest performance. If you haven't seen that movie, that's a must-see. He is a really, really good actor. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 46, arguably the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world, if you ask him. if you ask me, nah. Floyd Mayweather is the greatest blocker I've ever seen in boxing. I've never seen anybody better at blocking punches or dodging punches. And there is an art to that. But that's basically taking Ali's rope-a-dope method and using it in every round. And that's, I don't know, I've never watched. I'll say this. He's made more money than who knows. He's got a great record, all this stuff. I wouldn't put Floyd Mayweather in the top 20 boxers of all time. Not even close. I've never watched a Floyd Mayweather fight and been entertained. Not once. No matter who he's fighting. His fighting style is just very lame to me. Very, you know.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Floyd. He don't need me. He don't care. He's the only person Mayweather listens to is Floyd Mayweather.
He might be tuning in right now.
Only to hear somebody mention his birthday. That's it. I guarantee you he changed the channel as soon as we wished him happy birthday.
As soon as he knew his name was on the list.
His ego cannot be tethered. Like his fighting, like how as hard as it is to punch him, it's that hard to bring his ego down. Somebody you just saw, Terry. Billy Zane is 57 today. The bad guy in Titanic. He wore a wig in Titanic. I didn't know that. Because he actually shaves his head bald, but in Titanic he had a wig.
Interesting.
But he was the bad guy in Titanic. I never saw it, but I know I've heard enough of. Like, didn't he threaten this is my kid or something like that or whatever when the boats are going or whatever?
Yeah. So
spoiler alert, yes. Everybody.
So, hey, it sinks. Shh. Yeah. Well, so actually, he is Kate Winslet's love interest. That's her fiance.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But yes, in the end, that is how he gets on a lifeboat, is he snags a random kid.
But I thought Leo was the love. Oh, no.
They meet
on
the boat.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Gee,
what is with you?
I just don't have any.
How
interest.
Do you not? Oh, my gosh.
Sammy Kershaw is 65 today. Country
I love
singer.
Sammy Kershaw.
Cadillac Style, She Don't Know She's Beautiful. I Can't Reach Her Anymore. She Don't Know She's Beautiful. I do know that song. That's a very good song. I like the lyrics and the meaning of that song.
Yeah, I just... Yeah,
one of you guys.
I've seen him a few times.
Paul Lauzon is 67. Star of On the Case with Paul Lauzon. So still on the Discovery Channel. One of the greatest laughs in entertainment history, Deborah Jo Rupp, is 72 today. You know her better as Kitty Foreman on The 70s Show.
Oh, there you go.
I love her laugh so much. God, I love that woman's laugh. It's just great. It gets me every time. I could be in the worst mood. I hear her laugh, and I'll just smile a little bit.
Maybe that should be your checkout song. Just her laugh over and over.
Yes, that's a good one. One of my favorite actors of all time, Edward James Olmos, is 76. First American-born Latino to ever get an Academy Award nomination for Stand and Deliver. He lost to Dustin Hoffman for Rain Man. No, you know, keep your head up about that. He was on Battlestar Galactica. He was the lieutenant on Miami Vice for all those years. Great performance in Blade Runner. Just Edward James Olmos, just nonstop, great work, just an incredible body of work. Reminds me very much, and I know that I'm doing this with one Latino actor to another, but reminds me of Anthony Quinn, who just kept doing great work every decade of his career. Incredible actor. Just his performance in Stand and Deliver is just unparalleled. I pray that they never try to remake something like that, in part because of a performance like his. Barry Bostwick is 78 today. The mayor from Sin City. He was Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He's had a good, decent career, Barry Bostwick. Paul Jones is 81. Man for Man singer. He's not named Man for Man. The lead singer for Man for Man is named Paul Jones. Or just the lead singer, at least. Dominic Chinense is 92. He is Junior Soprano, Tony's uncle on The Sopranos. He's also Johnny on The Godfather in The Godfather Part 2. Dominic, incredible actor. Very probably made more of a career in theater and a lot of that stuff and everything. But you watch The Sopranos and you watch Uncle Junior and the relationship with him and James Gandolfini, and it's one of the most integral parts of that show. And especially when you look at Italian families and our relationships with our elders and the respect that is supposed to be there and that is not always there. And then you add on mob mentality and mafia ties and all these other things. You couldn't have two other actors. There's no two other actors in the world that could do those performances like Dominic and James Gandolfini. And Dominic's sneaky, beautiful singing voice, beautiful soprano singing voice. There's an episode, David Chase didn't even know he could sing. And they're waiting on set for a while to get some things set up and everything. And who's that singing? It's Dominic. So they just wrote it into the film. Like at the end of an episode,
cool.
They just wrote it in and you get to hear him sing. And oh my God, beautiful. I get goosebumps thinking about it. Beautiful voice. One of the greats, Abe Vigoda, would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1921, passed away in 2016. He's Sal in The Godfather, Fish on Barry Miller. He was Fish and Fish. He was Betty White's co-star in the classic Snickers Super Bowl commercial in 2010. Abe Vigoda, I actually got to meet Abe Vigoda.
Really?
He would show up on Conan's show every once in a while out of the blue to do this bit that him and Conan were good friends. And he would just show up like, hey, I'm still alive. And then he'd go away. Like, that was it. That was the whole bit. But it was something he thought was really funny. Abe thought that Abe created this bit. Abe thought it was really funny. I thought as a kid that this was something Conan and his writing staff had come up with. Abe was on the show once, and they had been joking off air about, yeah, everybody thinks I'm dead. I'm glad to do this interview. And so it turned into a bit to where Abe Vigoda would just show up after all these years like, I'm still alive.
Just pass through.
Just you talk about self-deprecating humor. Abe Vigoda, one of the greats. Steve Jobs, also born on this day in 1955, passed away in 2011. Did a lot of great stuff in his life. And George Harrison, born in 1943, passed away in 2001. While he was alive, George preferred to celebrate his birthday on the 24th, but his birth certificate said the 25th. Does the date you choose to celebrate it reflect how big of a fan you are? I don't know. But if you're a George Harrison fan, I'd say celebrate both. I don't know.
You just pick a day.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess. I don't
no,
know.
No, I mean him. Like, I was born this day, but I don't.
I don't know if that's an English thing, because he's not the only Englishman I've heard tell that. But it could just be a coincidence. It could just, you know, I don't know. But one more time, everybody celebrating birthdays out there, we wish you a great one. Enjoy your birthdays or your anniversaries. Head on over to Misty's. They are open today. Get a good fish fry in you. And wish our friends at Misty's a great, big, happy morning. And thank them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We appreciate you.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Stick around for Melissa's News right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Lights, camera, Action. It is time for your close-up, everybody. We are going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You get it right as far as the theme song, what TV show this is. And just like that, you haven't won anything in 30 days. You call up 424-2600. You get it right. You'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our fantastic friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We say a good morning to all of them out there. Get ready to call 424-2600 and let us know what theme song this is. Nope, it's not that. Not that. Darn you, YouTube.
What commercial this is.
Darn you, YouTube. There we go. There we go. Now we can get it.
Making your way in the world today takes everything.
3 seconds in. Good morning. What's your answer?
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers nice to you, sir. Nicely done. Hey, yes.
Everybody knows your name.
Exactly. Everybody knows that one. I chose that one. Kelsey Grammer was celebrating a birthday this week, and we did Frasier a couple weeks ago. So I thought, well, if we're going to celebrate, a birthday from one of the big actors from Cheers, might as well do Cheers, no matter how easy it is. Who do we have on the phone with us? Guy, get your first name.
Ed.
Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Ed, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner here. Ed, you a fan of Cheers?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. So I've seen every episode. Love that show.
Norm was my hero.
Norm's a great one. Midwest's own, George Wendt. George Wendt, Chicago's own, studied at Second City, went to Steppenwolf Theater. One of my favorite actors, actually. Love George Wendt. Does so much for this the Midwest here. Comes back to the area all the time. That cast, flawless. Like, I actually thought that the show got better when Christy Alley joined. I didn't mind Shelley Long, but I liked her attitude with Sam much more. But that was one of those first shows that, none of the cast, all the extras they would have on, everybody. I didn't think there was one bad casting job on that show.
That was really awesome.
It was a pretty fun show.
Yeah.
Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. We're going to get a little information from you. And thank you for playing along. You are our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Just play a little more of this here. They don't make
these
songs.
Yeah, we didn't get very far,
no,
did we?
I think that's a record.
That was awesome.
I think it's a record. I don't think we've ever gotten like 3-4 seconds in and somebody got it. It didn't even get to it was just
the
piano.
I was
going to
say, we weren't even.
But it's that iconic. It's that if you grew up on this, you knew it right away as soon as that piano kicked
in. Even I knew it.
But that's saying something. You knew it, Terry. They just don't make theme songs like this anymore, where this was like a 2-minute theme song or like a minute and a half theme song. Like, they don't do that anymore.
No.
It's a good song. Good song. We will we'll go ahead and talk to Ed, get some information from him. But thank you so much to everybody that listened and tried to call in. It was hard to beat Ed today. It was hard to beat that one.
He was right on it.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Ed, get some information from him. Be sure to be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culver's with our star of the day. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Terry and James here with you. Just got done talking to Ed. Made sure my agent has his information.
He was right on that.
I really racking my brain trying to think here if anybody has ever gotten it that quick. That was awesome.
Like, I'm almost thinking he had the number in and just had to push one more number.
Yeah.
Which is smart. I mean, hey, whatever strategy works.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
A big shout out to our friends at Culver's. And be sure to be listening next Friday after our birthday and anniversary club and Melissa's News. We'll have an opportunity for you to be our star of the day. There's been a trend in recent years to take periodic extended breaks from social media, whether for your mental health and mood or just a better use of time. But the clutches of social media are strong and not everyone is willing to step away. In a new poll, 36% of people said that they've taken an extended break from social media because it was having a negative effect. 55% said that they have not, and 10% aren't sure. I don't know how they're not sure. I'm going to move on. That's just going to drive me crazy if I stay on it.
I've shifted. I'm a little more concerned when no one's not sure.
I suppose. That's a good point. Yes. When broken down by demographics, the most likely to extend breaks are liberal millennial men living out west. So that's the most likely to take extended breaks. The least likely to take breaks from social media are conservative boomer women living in the Midwest. Of all the subcategories, those 65 and older were by far the least likely to step away from social media. 75% of them say that they've never taken a break. So maybe they don't feel like it's that much of a problem. Well, when asked if social media has more of a positive or negative effect on your own mental health, more than 40% of adults ages 18 to 44 said it was positive. But only 12% of those 65 and older said it was positive, with only 2% saying very positive.
Well, and the people who are saying it's positive, have they asked the people around them if it's positive?
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen this campaign, but I just saw it last night. Two nights ago, I happened to be watching TV, and it's U.S. Cellular. Mm-hmm. It's an ad campaign to take 5 minutes. It's put down your phone for 5 minutes is the campaign.
Yeah.
And it's like to engage with the people that you're with. Mm-hmm. You know, put your phone down for 5 minutes. And it's a really cool commercial. I really like it. I think it's really neat. And that speaks to it too, right? You can give it up for days, but you can also, how about just give it up when you're in the room with someone else?
Yeah.
You know, give it up for when you should be spending quality time with people.
Like a lot of things, I think if you start small with this stuff, you find, oh, that was only 5 minutes. That blew right by. I could do 10. I could do 20. Yeah. I could do a half an hour. And you extend these things.
One of my daughters and her friends gave up TikTok for Lent. And actually deleted it off her phone.
Wow. Wow. So that's impressive to me.
Yeah. Huh. So.
Huh. That's impressive. There's some some interesting layers to this, though. So I'll wrap it up. 33% of older folks described it as negative, and 11% saying it was very negative. The biggest chunk, 36%, are neutral, saying it's neither positive or negative. That said, older folks may have more time to burn on social media, and many probably use it to keep in touch with family and grandchildren. And no, Grandma, maybe not some of that. So maybe that is why they are also less likely to take a break from social media. But they see the negatives of it. They're kind of like in a bird's eye view. Because I'm trying to think, like, why would you stay, especially you're old enough, you know better, in theory, that I'm not going to keep doing something that has a negative result that is not making me happy. But if it means that I get to see my friends and family and all that, and I'm a grandparent, I'm not a grandparent. I'm knocking on wood a million times right now.
Why?
Because my kids are young.
Kids aren't old enough to have kids.
Trust me, I know. I was their age when they had them, and that's why I'm knocking on wood. That's why. I want them to be able to enjoy their life. Just not that kids are not enjoyable, but you know, nobody wants to be a grandparent too young. When I'm 50, sure, but not at 46. If I have any say in any of this.
Okay, great. Thanks for the input.
I do love, because they're my kids, I do love the idea of every one of them right now being like, okay, well, I'm doing the opposite. Because that's what my
And then
kids,
all three of them deliver for you in the next 10 months.
And within a couple of years of that, hey, so you're watching JC's kid now. Could you watch Bria later? And then Izzy's got her kid, which I would completely do that. I'll become a daycare for those kids, my grandkids. Awesome. I would do that in a heartbeat. But that's, I mean, and I'm not even a grandparent, and I feel that. I can't imagine as a grandparent, why I would put up with a lot of things if it meant this is the only way I can connect with my family. I'll deal with all this other headache.
I get the connectedness piece of it, but I also think that there's also people on it, just on it, like constantly on it. You can stay connected with your children, grandchildren, whatever, but you don't need to be on it 5 hours a day.
It's funny how we blame a lot of problems on social media immediately. Young people. It's all young people's fault and everything.
I think it's everybody.
So much of it is all of us.
Yes,
like it's a combined effort to make these things happen. No one group or age group or generation has that much control or that much power to be able to move something as massive as social media by themselves. The idea that TikTok is only popular because young people use it. No, TikTok is popular because lots of different ages use it. Like, there's no app that's surviving right now that doesn't have multiple decades, multiple different generations on it for very many different reasons. The only way to fix like any problems we do have with social media is for everybody to take some accountability and everybody Absolutely. To kind of be like, well, what could I be doing better? How could I be making this better? How can I be filtering out misinformation? How can I be doing these things that would make my feed better, which means my friend's feed is better, which means his friend's feed is better, and so on and so on.
But I think all of us, myself included, everyone could reduce the amount of time that they're spending on social media. Even if you say, well, I only check it, blah, 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 you could still engage human-to-human contact much more by just, you don't have to eliminate it.
No.
Cut back, right? Take a little break.
I don't think, I think taking a break, like putting it down or whatever, is healthy. I think deleting certain apps, if that's what, you know, works for you, is healthy. I don't think it's healthy to do this. I'm sorry to take it here, guys, but growing up with an addict, I will tell you that when my father tried to quit cold turkey was when he had the biggest fallbacks. And he's not the only one. Most addictions, most things are like that. You cannot just quit cold turkey and stop doing it. You've got to give yourself some grace. You've got to work through building on these things and letting these things go. I think that is maybe not so much deleting an app, but you know, noticing your time on there and how much you're spending on it, or how much, not just how much time you're pulling up the app, how much time are you thinking about it? How much time are you thinking about, oh, I wonder if my Facebook post is getting a bunch of likes.
And how is it impacting the people around you?
Yeah.
You know, whomever you live with or who your closest contacts are, how is your usage of social media affecting them?
It drives me crazy sometimes when people want to point the finger and blame technology for something. Technology is only capable of what we make it do. it's always going to come back to human beings. Even when we talk about things like, well, what about my personal information and that getting spread out? Robots didn't do that. Human beings did that.
You know, that the funniest part about that Take 5 minutes commercial is there's a young, I'd say like late teens, early 20s, like they're literally making out, but they're each looking at their phone.
Yes.
Like they're kissing each other, but they're looking at their phone,
yeah,
you know?
It's hilarious.
And I'm like, you know, that is sad.
Yeah. I immediately, the actor in me was like, I wonder how many takes that took.
But it gets your attention. It's like, oh, God, you know, because worth it. Well, I'm thinking, you think back to then, it's like, who would be looking at their phone, right? Yeah. Like, you'd be engaged in what you're doing. But, you know, I don't know. So, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
Give the people around you a little break.
I like that you've mentioned that because I honestly didn't think of that right away. I'm glad you mentioned that, the people around you. That's just as much of a factor here. That's a good one. This, maybe not as much. Brooklyn's Van Leeuwen ice cream, the people behind the mac and cheese ice cream,
ew,
teamed up with the Idaho Potato Commission, the people behind potatoes, to create a wild new combination. It's a limited edition ice cream flavor called Malted Milkshake and Fries.
Oh.
And it just launched yesterday.
Okay, I can dunk fries. I could dunk fries in a milkshake. I literally could do that. But I don't know that I could have an ice cream flavored like that. You know what I mean? Like, ooh.
There are actual French fry pieces in the ice cream, which were created using Idaho potato flakes. They say the flavor gives them old school dinner vibes. Pints cost $12 each, and they're available online in select shops in New York and LA while supplies last. I'm just going to try to show Terry a quick little picture of this here. No. No, I'm sorry.
I'm like, bleh.
Yeah. Like, I'm with you about the French fry and the milkshake thing, but the French fry's got to be a fry.
A crunch. Like
a real
not
fry.
A
I don't want a soggy fry, and I don't want to. No. I don't want flakes.
Nope. I'm out on that one.
That just teases me. I love French fries, so this would just tease me and anger me. This would just, James mad. That's all you'd see, me just trashing things until I got French fries.
Wow, that was mature.
Yeah.
That just sounds disgusting to me.
It does. So did the mac and cheese one to me too, though.
I couldn't handle that. Okay, if you had to choose, trying the mac and cheese one or this one?
Oh my god,
I would try this one.
Boy,
I would try this one over the mac and cheese one.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of like the cheese and the ice cream if that would mix.
But is there a noodle anywhere that should touch ice cream?
No. Not at all.
Like, mm-mm.
Nope. But I may be the last person in the world to ask because I'm horrible about combining foods.
So there was a, well, I'm sure there still is, but there was a maple bacon ice cream mm-hmm. someone had one time. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And it actually was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds gross. But, well, it's kind of like when you go into the bakery and you see the Long John with the maple frosting and a slice of bacon on the top. It's not my go-to. It wouldn't be my first pick, but it actually was good.
I'm going to lose some people on this one, and I want to make it very clear. I love bacon. I love bacon in all many, many different ways. But the first time I saw that bacon donut, I got so excited. I bought it. I took a big bite. I mean, I was barely out of the store before I took a bite out of it, and I was so disappointed.
Well, because it doesn't belong on the donut.
It just didn't taste right. It didn't mix for me. The bacon was cold. And
it could be
like
on the side,
bacon.
Right? Like you could eat a donut. I could eat a Long John with bacon.
Yes.
But not.
Not on top. No, not like that. And actually, now that I think about it, I've eaten cold bacon plenty of times. So it wasn't that. It was just the combination.
It just is not
like,
right.
I know it's weird. I know it doesn't make sense logically or anything like that. But there's when I choose to combine things, that's
right.
Different.
Yeah.
I had dinner with my folks last night, and we had grilled cheese and soup. It was just, you know, a cold day, that kind of perfect weather for it. I'll take the grilled cheese and dip it in the soup a little bit.
Oh, me too.
But I don't want the soup to come with grilled cheese in it. No, it's horrible to me. Push this back.
Right? So, like, the next time your mom makes it, she makes a grilled cheese and then she dices it up and drops it right in the soup like croutons? Ugh.
I actually could see her doing that just to push it in front of me and see what I'd do.
I could maybe do it if it just went in and I could eat it quickly. You know what I mean? Like, if it was sitting there getting...
Yeah. But I'm with you. It'd have to be a pretty quick thing. I'd have to be able to get in and out with that stuff because No. Not my thing. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we have got some entertainment news for you. We also got a couple of other fun stories we'll get to. Some That Ain't Right stuff. Some good stories of the day. And before we wrap up, we will catch up with our United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties. We'll get you ready for our weekend schedule. All that coming up with Terry and James as we take you through your morning right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.